tossing and praying my cold prison cell. Feel like I'm halfway between heaven and hell. Yes, I feel like I'm halfway between heaven and hell. My luck was low, my debt was high, my fortune it was true. So I turned my back on mama's words to honor and do. I tried to rob a gambling man, but he pulled me back instead. When his gun got through, my bullets flew. Now he's lying there stone dead. When his gun got through, my bullets flew. Now he's lying there stone dead. The law came down and arrested me for the deed that I had done. And the sheriff turned and looked at me, said, I hope that you had fun. Judge Murphy's a hanging man that you can't rely, but the gallows down here in town, so I guess that means you'll fry. The gallows down here in town, so I guess that means you'll fry. Oh Lord, won't you be by my side as I walk down that aisle for the lightning bolt I'll ride. I sit and pray in my cold prison cell. Feel like I'm halfway between heaven and hell. Yes, I feel like I'm halfway between heaven and hell. All right now, boys, call the lawmen. Here we go.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. In the background, we have the band Rattle Trap doing Between Heaven and Hell. They're playing at the Belmont Saturday night along with Cash O'Reilly. We've also got so many other shows to tell you about. The Orbisons are playing a country hoedown at the New Way Bar along with Dirty Whiskey. Brandon Daniel and a band called Everybody Gets Laid, the Bar Band, and Super Dollar are playing Painted Ladies Saturday night. The Shaky Jakes are playing Corktown, and a band called Zug Island is playing Corktown. Oh, Shaky Jakes are Friday, and Zug Island is Saturday night, along with Lithium. The Suburban Sons are playing with Dale Beaver at Cliff Bells. I played that. Blair and the Boyfriends are at the MGM Grand Casino. And we're going to, right now, let's go into the Motor City the Motor City Kings doing Fallen Love. They are playing Saturday night at Nancy Whiskey's. Arlington is playing Paycheck. Sewn Mouth Secret is playing the Bullfrog. Thornetta Davis is playing Fishbones in Greektown. The Paint Strippers are playing Club Bart. And Crud is playing tonight in Mount Clemens at the Emerald Theater. Here's the Motor City Kings, and coming up real soon is going to be the band JTX live on the Motor Live Drive. I said, why you filming, baby? In the meantime, we'll listen to a little bit of Motor City Kings, and again, you can check them out Saturday night, Nancy Whiskey's.
You see, I used to have faith in you, baby. This life was all about. But when I saw you.
Well, we're going to bring down the Motor City Kings, who you can check out Saturday night at Nancy Whiskey's, because we are ready to go live in the studio with the JTX Band. Getting the last minute things plugged in. Okay, here we go. Can you hear us out there?
Definitely.
All right. Welcome.
How's it going, Michigan? This is JTX.
All right.
Got a broken heart again. It must be the millionth time. You're out with all your friends. I'm home alone and crying. You said we'd last forever. Forever came at noon. Tonight there's only one thing to do. I'm gonna party like a rock star, hit a bunch of strip bars, wake up naked in a hotel room, throw my TV out the window, smoke a bunch of anything to get my mind off of you. Find a telephone pole to wrap around my car and party like a rock star. After all the nights we spent cuddling on the couch and all the parties I passed up 'cause you didn't feel like going out, I guarantee you Steven Tyler didn't put up with days like this. Tonight I'm making up for what I missed. Oh yeah. Gonna party like a rock star, hit a bunch of strip bars, wake up naked in a hotel room, throw my TV out the window, smoke a bunch of anything to get my mind off of you. Find a telephone.
Rock and roll in the house on a Thursday night.
All right.
Woo!
Very good.
All right. And we have JTX right here. In fact, would you like to introduce the band for us?
I would. Someone's got to turn their phone off. Oh, that's better.
I've only got 2G, so yeah.
On the bass guitar, we have Mr. Brian Carney.
What's up?
And on Brian. The drums, we have Kerry Weaver. And my name is JTX, singing, playing guitar.
I like baseball.
Yeah. What's happening? We're glad to be here. Flew in from New York City.
Well, great. Thanks for coming on down. You are in a strip down mode today. You're missing one.
We have another guitar player who was involved in a bizarre gardening accident, and he'll be at our show this Saturday.
Okay, I'm glad to see he's going to make it in Saturday.
Yeah.
A bizarre gardening?
These rock stars.
It's too dramatic for the band to talk.
Yeah, exactly. But no, we're glad to be here. That was I'm Gonna Party Like a Rock Star, our first single that's
Been really big in Arkansas, Connecticut, Northern Michigan, California, and it's finally, you know, starting to be played around here, so we're excited to be here. Thank you.
And it's also been used on a TV show?
Yeah, it was on a show called Cat House on HBO. Comedy Central has been using it, and it's going to be the theme song for a new movie. It's actually the new American Pie movie called Pool Boy.
Whoa.
Which I hear is a ripoff of Risky Business, but we'll still go see it.
And I want to tell everybody, WHFR does not endorse any of those things you mentioned.
Oh, no,
in
not
that
at
song.
All.
This is a song of forlorn love.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just storytellers. We just tell about what we see. We don't do it.
Yeah. No, that's the breakup anthem of 2009. So look it up on your computers. I'm Gonna Party Like a Rock Star by JTX.
I was watching the video of it on your MySpace site.
Oh, cool.
I hope that's a hotel room you're jumping around in and at somebody's home.
Yeah, actually, that was my real apartment. And if you go on, if you look up the video, wherever you can find it, my apartment building, they told me, everyone's got to move out. We're tearing it down to build condos or something. And I said, you're tearing it down? They're like, yeah. And I said, you mean I can spray paint the walls, do whatever I want? And they said, sure. So I said, we're going to film a video for the song. So, you know, it's called Party Like a Rock Star, and kind of, you know, you just have to see the video. And Kerry, to his credit, the drummer, had another show that night on a Friday night. After the show at midnight, drove straight down to Nashville. We filmed at my apartment all day. And then he jumped in his car and drove all the way back to do something here on Sunday. So, yeah. Kudos
all right,
to him.
Gary.
All right.
Yeah. And all the other freaks in there I just found at the like local coffee houses.
All right. Well, why don't we just keep the music rolling along?
All right, great.
What do you have next for us?
We had the honor of going to Afghanistan for like 7 or 8 days to play at bases for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of troops. Some places there were only 30 or 40 people, other there was hundreds, and we wrote this when we came back.
All right.
Yeah, cool. We heard a lot of stories. This is just one of them.
I got married in New Orleans to a brown-eyed girl just turned 19. We had everything we'd ever need, roof overhead, shoes on our feet. And I decided I'd go back to college, join the National Guard for a little extra money, 1 weekend a month, 2 hours from home. Back so fast she wouldn't know I was gone. How did I get here?
All right.
Yeah.
JTX, and I want to tell everybody they have some CD singles here to give away to their audience out there.
Yes.
If you just call right here, 845-9676, or toll free, that's 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option one to get right into the studio JTX.
And call us up if you have any questions.
That's right.
So I'm singing here, and I can see out in the cafeteria, this guy's like mowing on some fries and everything else. It's like, holy cow.
All right, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Now, after that song, how did you get here? How did I get here? How did you guys get here? I know you got on a plane, you flew here today.
Yeah.
But how did the band, JTX, get where you're at today?
Let's see. I'll give you the short story. I grew up in Michigan, as well as these guys did, and I just, you know, loved watching MTV and listening to all the radio stations, and started, you know, jumping around with a hockey stick for a guitar, put a band together, and then I moved to California and worked at a record store. I got a record deal. The record was not released, but that record got into the hands of one Marilyn Manson, believe it or not. So I toured the world with him as his assistant, and you'll have to read the book to find out those stories, people. And that led me to a job with Linkin Park, and all the while I was writing songs all the time, and Linkin Park started letting me open up for them, playing acoustic guitar and sold out arenas. One night I was booed so badly and so much stuff was thrown at me, I had three stitches in my forehead. That's a true story. But a kid saw me, I gave him a CD, he gave it to his dad, they gave us a record deal, and I said, if I'm going to put together a real rockin' band, I got to come back to Michigan to do it, where people work the hardest and everything, and I met these guys, yeah. So tell Brian, how'd I meet you? I forget. We were actually in a chat room somewhere.
I'd rather not say the name of the chat room, but yeah.
Tell a little about yourself. How'd you get playing bass there, Brian?
Jeez, I've been playing for like 8.5 years. Same deal. I actually used to own a guitar, and I would try and play bass lines on it. That didn't really work out too well. Not high enough, or not low enough.
He took two of the strings off.
Yeah, ripped them right off. So just been playing, and was privileged enough to meet these guys, and loving it ever since.
Right. Kerry needs two hands for his instrument, and he's the drummer. How'd you get to play drums?
As a young child, I was beating on furniture, and my parents said, enough with that, and bought me drums. And I would sit and play to Michael Jackson Thriller over and over again. And yes, JT.
And if you notice in the video, I'm wearing an actual Michael Jackson Beat It jacket. I didn't bring it here today, and I got that out of Carrie's wardrobe case. I saw it. He's had it ever since he was a kid. And like 2 years ago, I said I'm gonna wear that and all the time now. And
now he grows raids in my closet regularly for fashion tips now.
Yeah. So. But everywhere people are like, you know, offering me thousands of dollars for it, but I'll never give it up.
It's got all the zippers and everything.
Yeah. It does.
It's killer.
Well, why don't we just beat it right here to some more music?
All right, good deal.
It's a good transition.
I write songs for some other artists, and this is one I wrote for a guy, and I said, you know, that one's pretty good. I think I'm going to keep it. This is called We Are Young and So Is the Night. We'll be right back.
Well, tonight, girl, we're gonna hit him where it hurts. Steal an El Camino and leave him bleeding in the dirt. Since we're all just gonna die sometime anyway, let's do it like they do in California. Yeah!
We are young and so is the night. We are young and so is the night. This time to wrong's gonna make it right. We are young and so is the night. We are young and so is the night. We are young and so is the night. This time to wrong's gonna make it right. We are young and so is the night. Yeah, yeah. We're gonna jump off the red sand into the river, people.
JTX.
JTX from Detroit, Michigan, live here on WHFR, talking to Mr. White from Reservoir Dogs.
I want to, John from Redford and Eric from Detroit want to say you guys sounded great and they're excited about getting a copy of the single.
Well, thank you very much.
We have two more left if people want to give us a call at 313-845-9676. We've got two more to send out, so call us. You guys have a show Saturday night at the Hayloft.
The Hayloft in Mount Clemens, with a young guy that's pretty popular over there in Canada named Richie Nix, and we'll be opening up for him. And at the Hayloft, it is all ages. That's all I know. Look it up, and I think to get in, it's the same cost as three Frappuccinos.
Whoa. Okay. Now, tell me, what's the best place for people to get a hold of JTX?
If the easiest thing to do is actually to just Google JTX and, like, our website and a little MySpace thing, it'll just come right up. So, just type JTX in your computer. It's, like, one of the first things that comes up. I don't know how that happened, but probably because, I wore a bra on the Today Show. But besides that, there you have it.
I was wondering why you were on Dr. Phil.
For real?
Yeah.
I grew up in Michigan. I have the most amazing parents. I'd never trade them for anything. But I was adopted. I've always known that. But it was nothing I ever really thought about. And a few years ago, my biological mother was looking for me. So we decided we'd let her meet. We'd all meet. Turned out my biological father is an actor / DJ by the name of Jay Thomas. Now, as you're all scratching your heads saying, who the heck is that? He starred on Mork and Mindy. He was Eddie Lebeck, the hockey player on Cheers. He was on Murphy Brown when President Dan Quayle got all upset about that show. Mr. Holland's Opus, he's in the new Lindsay Lohan movie. He has a radio show every day and blah, 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 blah. He throws the football on David Letterman, blah, blah. So a lot of people kind of know him. So all these magazines and TV shows just started calling us because I have a hit song out. He's the kind of actor that, gave me away because he was so self-centered and selfish. And other than that. But it's been a blast, and when I go on live TV, Mr. White, I tell you, I do it upright. I give the people in Iowa something to, talk about.
Speaking of that, and your singles, Party Like a Rock Star, I understand you got fired from by Sharon Osbourne.
Yes, there's that Sweet. Phone again. Someone's phone's ringing.
Mine's off, I promise.
It's all the ladies calling me. Yeah.
Well, I'm not bragging about this. When I was touring with... Is it still on? Oops. Disconnected. That was, Sharon disconnecting my mic from there. When I was on tour with Marilyn Manson, it was pretty wild, and some nights people would have food fights and stuff like that. And I don't know what that buzzing is, but that's
okay.
Yeah,
we can hear it. We're working on it.
It doesn't bother me. Okay. Anyway, one night, I just had a little food fight in the wrong dressing room. I kind of forgot wrong from right for a minute, and she was like, I'm married to Ozzy Osbourne. I don't put up with this kind of stuff. And, so they fired me, and what happened was I was gone for 2 weeks. I was like, oh, well, that was that. I made a mistake. But then Marilyn Manson called me, and he said, we're going to dye your hair, and we're going to, shave your eyebrows, and you're going to dress differently, and you're going to come back, and no one's going to know it's you. And so I came back to the tour, and then, went from there. But she forgave me, and, I haven't made that mistake again.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah,
in fact, anyway. why don't we just keep rocking out here and with some more music?
Okay, is the CD ready or no?
Oh, yeah.
This is a song actually I wrote on the road. It's called She's Gotta Get It Somewhere. And we thought we'd play one from the CD called JTX, and you can just look that up online if you want to as well.
And this features your other guitar player, so this is the full band on the CD.
This is the full band on this, yeah. And listen to this great bass line here by Brian. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank you. She's Gotta Get It Somewhere, JTX.
That's JTX off their brand new record called JTX.
Oh. The label called me. They're like, we need a title right away. And I was like, Studio A? Community College? Yeah, she's got to get it somewhere right there. Recorded down in Nashville, Tennessee, y'all. And I forget, who is this young, lovely young lady that you're in there with?
Oh, this is the Almighty Margaret.
The Almighty Margaret. All right.
Hello, Margaret. Nice.
Pleasure to have you here.
Great.
Hi, Brian, by the way. You've been in a couple times, I think, at least.
Just once.
Yeah,
just
with one, Lime Regal.
Yeah, that's right.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks. Good to be here.
We'll play a live one, and then maybe another from the CD. And this is called, I think, Mighty Margaret, was it you? You may have emailed us about this one, or was it someone else?
Yeah, it was Margaret.
Yeah. So this is
don't play this song, I think is what she said.
Yeah,
right.
this is We Built This City on Rock and Roll by Jefferson Starship. No. This is called Sun Shines Black, and once again it's a story and just kind of more of an observation, you know, not condoning it or anything. Here we go. It's another one that when I was on the road, when we would have little breaks, I would, you know, just kind of travel around the country and get a rent a car and drive around and write songs. This is one of them.
When people talk of the beautiful South, they picture peach trees and clear blue skies. I see kids with souls in their mouths, needles in their arms and horrible lives. The cops come around to the Dairy Queen, laughing at trash they see on the street. They stare me down, but I don't stare back. Where I live, the sun shines bright. Sister did real well in school. She got good grades and she had big dreams. Till she met a man from Augusta with money. Now she does anything to make ends meet. She only calls the house when she's been beat up. My mama threw her out 'cause she had enough. And no one knows even where she's at. Where I live, the sun shines bright. The sun shines bright. We all are waiting on God's warm white lights, but we're blind. Yeah. Today I sat on my porch, heard a rooster crow, but I wonder what for. 'Cause around here it's always dark, every street, every heart. The cops come around to the Dairy Queen, laughing at trash they see on the street. They stare me down, but I don't stare back. Where I live, the sun shines black. The sun shines black. And you fall through the cracks. The sun shines black.
That sounded so sweet, but it was such a sad song.
Yeah, well,
it's real life.
If I wasn't laughing, I'd be crying, yeah. Mr. White.
Okay.
But I got to tell you something. Now, this will be surprising. A young man from Detroit by the name of Uncle Cracker, who used to be Kid Rock's DJ, actually heard that song and called me in Tennessee. I'd never met him before. And he said, yo, man, I really like that. Sunshine's Black. You know, we should write one like that, you know. And I was like, I don't think you're going to get on the radio with that. But I met him through that song, funny enough. I guess it does have people seem to gravitate to the sadness in it. But his CD was actually released today. And as the band told you earlier, it was released Tuesday. You have a bunch of songs on that record as well. So if you're Uncle Cracker or Kid Rock fans, you're looking for some real catchy new music from Detroit, go check it out.
All right.
The record's called Happy Hour.
All right. Well, thanks for the tip.
Yeah, no problem.
Check that out.
And we want to remind everybody.
The only tip I've ever given.
Oh.
Hey! Mr. White, can I ask you something?
Yes, you may.
But never mind.
Oh. Well, I want to remind our listeners out there, we've got a couple extra copies of the CD single.
Yeah.
Of Party Like a Rockstar from JTX.
Yeah, with a couple extra bonus songs on there, I
Whoa,
think.
Whoa, even bonuses.
Yeah.
Bonus.
All right, well, call up right here, 845-9676.
Or you can trade it for what's behind curtain number 3.
Oh, no. Or you can call at our toll-free number, that's 800-585-4322, extension 9676.
All right. And should we play one from the CD?
Sure, which one would you like?
This is the one we get a lot of requests for, called 23.
All right,
let's let the song speak for itself.
All right. Well, here it comes.
All right.
JTX.
You're passed out in your backseat. Can't find yourself, can't find your keys. I'm standing outside in the freezing rain. Just another night in your hurricane. Your wild side keeps me interested. So cliche, but that's the way it is. I tell myself that I should bail, but I'm tangled up in your ponytail. 23, look at me. Come on, pretty baby, tell me what you see. When you're high as a kite, but still can't see the stars. I do believe you feel no pain. Your blood is flushed with Novocaine. But I know deep down that ain't what's in your heart. Let me see. Talk to me. 23. Redford sheets across your bed. But there's a tiger raging in your head. I'm dying to know what you're about. Show some guts. You can say it's gonna make me leave. It's me and you, and it's you and me. I ain't trying to kill your buzz. I ain't trying to kill your buzz. 23, look at me. Come on, pretty baby, tell me what you see. When you're high as a kite, but still can't see the stars. I do believe you feel no pain. Your blood is flushed with Novocaine. But I know deep down, it ain't what's in your heart. Let me see.
All right, we're back. That was off the JTX's CD that is not yet released yet. When is that due to come out?
Oh no, it's available now. Mainly online. So if people look it up, you can, when you go to my website or if you Google JTX, they'll figure out where to get it.
All right.
Mr. White and Margaret, I got a good story for you. It's kind of poignant, kind of current, and I think JT is legally barred from telling the story.
Oh well.
Is we all have kind of heard of the Kanye West kind of thing that's been going on, the whole, you know, Taylor Swift thing. Well, JT had a very similar experience that he participated in. In fact, he was sitting in the front row at a taping of the David Letterman show. And his birth father, Jay Thomas, was on the show sitting in the chair talking to Dave. JT proceeded to stand up. And, of course, this was right after someone in Iraq had thrown a shoe, of course, at President Bush. JT proceeded to stand, yell, "I am JTX. I have a song on the radio. Party like a rock star." And threw his shoe at Jay and Dave.
Okay. Let me clarify a few things. David Letterman had seen some of our TV appearances and was asking Jay about that. He was saying, "So tell me about your son."
True.
And Jay was like, "Blah, blah, 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 blah. You know, I do this radio show and all that." And he just kept skipping over the question. And I was thinking, here's my moment to let everyone know about, you know, that the song on Letterman. And like, Jay just kept avoiding the question. He just like wanted to talk about his own, you know, self-centered stuff. So I just threw, you know, I stood up and I actually tossed it, you know, at Jay. And the audience loved it. The cameraman loved it. But someone there didn't love it. So they
now, does this involve Homeland Security?
No.
There was no tackling afterward. No.
Oh, no.
And,
so,
it wasn't total self publication because JT just felt like he was being avoided like an adopted child. Oh, wait. Oh, he was. Hey,
and also, they kept making jokes about the President Bush thing. They kept making jokes about, yeah, he got a through shown at him. They had this like little Abraham Lincoln come out and a fake shoe was thrown. So I thought it all fit kind of in. But anyway, they edited it out. They didn't show it. But I'll tell you, if they did, it would have been on the cover of the New York Times.
That's okay. We've been on the Letterman show ourselves. So
in
we
the
know.
Audience.
Oh, good. Yeah.
They
but we're such
though.
Huge Letterman fans, you know. I wrote him a letter of apology. He actually wrote me back. It was really nice.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever. Rock and roll.
It is.
Yeah. Do you think, with all due respect, do you think at Patrick Swayze's, bless his heart, at his funeral, when they're lowering him down, Kanye West will jump in and say, "I'm sorry you died, but Michael Jackson's funeral was better"?
I hope not.
Okay.
But let's just get to some more music. That's really what life is all about here.
That's
on the Motor
soon.
Live Drive at 5.
JTX.
Sally ran into her son at the mall on Christmas Eve. He had marks up and down his arms. He couldn't stop licking his teeth. Said he was living with his girlfriend, needed money to buy a ring. She reached down into her purse and felt her inside scream. Drugs. No such thing as in between. You come undone or you come clean. Drugs and love eat you up like a cancer and spit you out. Think you found the answer. No matter which way that you run, you're right back where you started from. Drugs and
like the Norman Rockwell of rock and roll. My goodness,
wow,
you create an image so clear.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Put that one on the front of the CD. I joke around a lot. It's very flattering. Thank you. And go ahead.
You make everything sound so sweet and look so, and yeah, like Norman Rockwell made everything look so nice, but there was always something in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
It's a good example of, you know, the classic Norman Rockwell where the U.S. Marshals are walking the little black girl to school, you know, for integration.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's very much, you know, very similar to that.
Definitely.
It really is. Yeah.
Reality, thank you. Yeah. Hey, by the way, we have Kerry Weaver on the drums. We
Hello.
Have Brian Carney on the bass.
Hello.
And I am JTX, and we're playing this Saturday at the Hayloft, full-blown amplifying rock and roll. I got to tell you, though, this is great. I enjoy the songs more myself in a setting like this. I really do.
Yeah, very relaxed.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you can. The vocals are very, very come through really clear. And,
amen. It's hard at the clubs, you know.
Yeah.
But that was called Drugs and Love, and we're here with the Mighty Margaret and Mr. White.
Okay, and you can catch them if you don't get them at the Hayloft and want to travel outstate a little bit. You can catch them in Grand Rapids at the Art Fair on the 26th.
Oh, yes, opening for Uncle Cracker. I think it's free. It's like some big, giant outdoor art fair. I don't have many other details. Battle Creek, October 16th, and I believe also a show in Flint in a week that will be
on the 2nd.
The 2nd, yeah. That may have changed to the 3rd, but I got to figure that out. So sorry about that.
Okay.
It's still going to be at the Machine Shop, though, in Flint?
It is, yes, it is.
Okay.
For all you heavy metalers out there. So don't forget, we have a couple of CDs to give away, absolutely free. Call us in.
We still have two left. So.
845-9676 or toll free at 800-585-4322. Extension 9676.
Yeah, definitely.
Option one to get right into the studio. Yeah. Operators are waiting to take your call.
There's a whole room of them. It's crazy.
Sham whoa. Classic, classic. Should we, trying to think here, should we play one from the CD?
What would you like off that? Because it's got a different sound than what you're doing today.
It really does. Well, you have an extra guitar player on the recording. Plus,
yeah,
it's
definitely.
A little bit more controlled studio than we have here, setting up so quickly like we do.
Oh, that sounds great in here. Though.
Yeah, what do you guys feel? Sorry for the...
That's all right. What looks good to you guys in there?
Yeah.
I'm not that familiar with everything out here, so you'll have to pick one yourself.
Oh, I know a good one. Feels So Good.
Feels so good. Yeah. Yeah. Feels So Good.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Thank you.
It feels as good as it sounds.
All right. From JTX. Feels
it's better than
so
it sounds.
Might as well dig me a hole 6 feet in the ground and let the grass grow. This town, 'cause whether I am here or not makes no difference now. I'm sitting in this parking lot, my head up in the clouds, all strung out like a lunatic, hanging on this crucifix. Feels so good to be alive, banging my head up against the sky. I met you at the dollar store. I see you every week, laughing with your girlfriend. And in my darkest dreams, 'cause even when I'm next to you, it's like I don't exist. I could never breathe again and not even be missed. All strung out like a lunatic, hanging on this crucifix. Looking in the mirror.
Okay, that was JTX off their CD. Yeah. And that, the label is called Combustion Music?
Oh, yeah, that's the publishing company, but the label's Next Plateau. And you can actually find the record. That's okay, we didn't tell you. You can find the record on iTunes. It's they've made it real simple. iTunes.com/JTX. It's that simple. And, yeah, you can find all these songs on iTunes and also on our MySpace, which is JTX Music.
Okay, well, Patty from Dearborn, who lives on Hollywood Street, is...
Oh, yeah, where my father lives with all the money he never gave me. Thank you. I'm just kidding. Jay Thomas, if you're out there listening. Hey, this is, you know, I told you I used to watch way too much MTV, and I used to hear about these other songs that made MTV, so I saw a video once. I was like, this is, like, so weird and freaky. I got to learn how to sing it, so this is a song for you. Sing along if you know the words.
I wear my sunglasses at night. I wear my sunglasses at night.
Sunglasses at Night by JTX.
All right, I want to remind people they can go out and see you guys live.
Live in front of your naked, steaming eye lobes.
Oh, and you're going to be at the
Hayloft in Mount Clemens, all ages, this Saturday night. It starts around 9 p.m.
It's at 140 North Main Street, Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Okay.
There you go, Mount Clemens, Michigan. Easy to get there. The album is on iTunes. Send us an email. I want to know what you're doing. Send me a picture of your mom freaking out on you. And that's it.
Well, it's not completely. We have 4 minutes left here.
Oh!
4 minutes.
I'm just getting warmed up here.
Whoa.
Well, let's see here. How about let's start it like we began. For those of you just tuning in, we're going to play I'm Gonna Party Like a Rock Star.
All right.
So it can ring through everybody's head as they're going to class and getting off for the weekend tomorrow. Do they have a football team at this college?
Well, of course. No,
they have
football.
A basketball team.
Basketball?
He's unprepared as I am. Hey, we're really, really.
With a football.
Yeah, yeah, really.
It's been years since I graduated, so.
Teen Wolf. All right. Hey, if you or anyone you know has... Hey, the phone's lighting up. Yeah, there's a football team. If you or anyone you know has gone through a bad breakup...
Yes.
This is for you.
Mm-hmm. Got a broken heart again. It must be a million times. You're out with all your friends. I'm home alone and crying. Said we'd last forever. Forever came at noon. Tonight there's only one thing to do. I'm gonna party like a rock star. Hit a bunch of strip bars. Wake up naked in a hotel room. Throw my TV out the window. Smoke a bunch of anything to get my mind off of you. Find a telephone pole. Like a rock star. Oh! After all the nights we spent cuddling on the couch and all the parties I passed up cause you didn't feel like going out, I guarantee you Steve and Tyler didn't put up with nights like this.
JTX partying like rock stars
very
right here
good.
At WHFR Motor Live Drive at 5. Stay tuned for the jump button.
Thank you. more time for the bass.
Struggle ensued. In this time of strife, a tiny child came forth, and when the smoke had cleared and the dust had dried, it was revealed to all the child was the great Ra, with two bees that had been prophesied throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dork cheek video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob. Rob with two bees. Jump Button's awesome, his show is the best. Putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs from Game. Now the web knows his name.
Yes!
Rob with two B's. With Mr. Anderson, who lends a hand to him. They're a dynamic duo. The Jump Button is the best.
The Jump Button is the best.
Radio show.
No one can stop him, but the FCC tries.
Rob's
secret is quite a surprise. He's from games and from anime and cartoons.